This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. A very important truth to keep in mind as we all attempt to navigate this insane, twisted world is that the very people who are trying their best to help you, to protect you against toxins in the environment, or to uplift you with knowledge and truth, those are the people who are most vilified, smeared, lied about, censored, trashed, sabotaged, demonetized. It is incredible. You look in the media. Who does the media celebrate? The most evil, destructive people, like Barack Obama or Ocasio-Cortez. Just evil people who are anti-human depopulation eugenics pushers. You know, the media promotes the agenda that is anti-human. They want to see humans harmed. The vaccine pushers, the propagandists, the fake science propagandists of the medical industry and big pharma. As long as they're harming you, they are celebrated in the media. But then those who want to help you, who want to protect you, are vilified. It's an extraordinary time in which we live. And it's crucial to keep this in mind, but it's also crucial to realize, and you know, I've been talking about this more lately, that many of these people who are leading the propaganda and who are leading the attacks, they are literally not human. They are not human any longer. They are demon spirits inhabiting human bodies. This is not hyperbole. It's not an exaggeration. This is a basic spiritual truth that's been reflected in all the world religions throughout the history of organized human civilization. Every religion talks about demonic possession in one form or another. They call it different things, but it's the same concept. Every religion, every culture has known that there are certain individuals who are taken over by demonic spirits, and those demons seek the destruction of humankind. And once you realize that, it all makes sense. You understand, why does the Washington Post attack people for warning you about the toxic chemicals in vaccines that cause autism in children? Because the Washington Post is run by actual, literal demons. They possess human bodies. And if you could see on the outside the dark, tormented souls that these walking bags of biology are on the inside, because that's what they really are on the inside. They are satanic, demonic, anti-life. They're actual demons on the inside, but they take human form. Well, they possess human bodies. So when you physically look at them, you think, oh, this person is just another person. You don't think, oh, this is a minion of Satan or a being from another dimension inhabiting this body. This is very real, what I'm describing here. And I refrain from talking about it for several years because I know for a lot of people it's too far out there, but it's the one thing that makes total sense. Once you realize that there are demons running these people, everything that they do makes sense. Why do they just revel in murdering unborn babies? Why do they love that so much? Why do they celebrate it and call it love? Because it's child sacrifice, which has been a pillar of demonic energy and ritualistic destruction. You know, going back into accounts in biblical times of how Satan operates and why there has been child sacrifice and child murder throughout human history on the evil side. The dark side wants to murder children. Good people want to protect children. Good people want to protect families. Good people want you to be healthy and safe. Good people want to prevent cancer. Good people want you to have nutrition, good food, intelligence, awakening, awareness, education. Those are all signs of good people. Evil people want to murder your babies. Evil people want you to get poisoned with toxic vaccines, toxic pharmaceuticals, toxic food ingredients, toxic news media. They are pure evil. They are spewing toxins. They are poison at a spiritual level, and they push poison at a physiological or biochemical level. Pesticides. Well, you don't think that there are actual demons who work for Bayer? There are. Bayer, throughout the history of the world, Bayer was part of IG Farben, ran the chemical production for the gas chambers that murdered millions of Jews. That was Bayer. Bayer company leaders, well, at least one, was convicted of war crimes in the Nuremberg War Tribunals, actually went to prison, served prison time for crimes against humanity. It's because that's who they are. They're not human. They are demons. And so these demons, they move throughout society. They infect more and more human bodies. They try to sweep through. Their goal is the complete destruction of human society and the defeat of God, ultimately. They want to defeat life. They want to defeat humanity. They want to destroy all religion. And they want to enslave and torture humanity because they actually get, there's a demonic dark spirit energy they get off of suffering and pain. So the more pain they can cause you, the more powerful they become. This is, again, it's not hyperbole. This is how the dark forces of the spirit world actually operate. To them, a pain and suffering and fear is a kind of source of spiritual food that they feed on. And even the old mythology of vampires has quite a lot of ring of truth to it. The vampire mythology was about demon-possessed individuals who feed off of your energy. It doesn't mean that they have two fangs and they bite you in the neck and they suck your blood. What they do is they suck your energy by trapping you in fear and desperation and mental terror. And that is what the entire mainstream media does today. They are there to push disinformation, to cause fear, to cause uncertainty, to create chaos and race wars and hatred for America, because this is what they feed on. This is what gives them energy. And if God is to prevail on this earthly realm, there is no way to solve this other than the complete destruction of all demons, to destroy demonic forces, to banish Satan from this realm forever. And this epic war, this spiritual war is coming. And it's more than just World War III. It's not just bombs and bullets. It's not just geography on this earth. It is a spiritual war for the future of the human spirit. You see, there's an actual gateway through which demonic spirits have been traversing into this realm and then taking over human bodies. And ultimately, I know this sounds like a plot line right out of Avengers, but actually those plot lines are stolen from reality. Ultimately, what you have to do is you have to close the gateway. You know, call it what you want. Portal, interdimensional door, I don't know, gateway to hell. I don't know what you want to call it, but there's a tunnel of sorts through which these demonic spirits enter our realm, and then they seek out and prey upon weak-minded individuals, people with weak minds, weak neurology, people who are just weak-willed, which is like practically every person on the left these days. That's why they are targeted. These demonic spirits, they don't target people who worship God and who have strong religion and strong personal character because it's too difficult to take over their bodies. So they target the weak-willed, the weak-minded, basically snowflakes, cry bullies, you know, libtards. That's who's targeted. That's why they are the ones who tend to get taken over by these demonic forces. So quite literally, people that you may have grown up with, that you knew as humans, you wonder why now are they babbling, idiotic morons who have lost all reason and logic, and the things they say don't make any sense, and it's almost like they're channeling some kind of weird spirit force. It's because they are. It's because they have become actual demons and they're not the human that you used to know. And what I'm describing here is real. It is literal. This is what's happening in our world. And this is why you should pray to God. You should pray for protection. You should pray to angels. You should announce verbally your prayers for divine protection. I do. That's the only reason I'm still here. That's the only reason I'm still operating. They've tried to have dark demon forces destroy me in every way imaginable, but I'm still here. Stay informed. Read more at naturalnews.com or hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.